From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week.
On Wednesday, November 17th, the Arrowhead Electric Cooperative Board of Directors named Jeannie Muntean as their new general manager. Muntean was selected from within the ranks of Arrowhead Electric and replaces former manager Don Stead, who left his position in September. Muntean is a long-standing employee of Arrowhead Electric, joining the cooperative in 1981. Over the past 30 years, she's worked in operations, finance, human resources, and management.
I've worked here a long time, and I'm, I really think that I have the members' best interest at heart, and I'll do my best. It's very, very exciting for me.
There are major challenges facing Muntean, including facilitating the recently awarded $16 million grant and loan package from the federal government to provide broadband service to residential and commercial members of Arrowhead Electric and the city of Grand Marais. Organized in 1953, Arrowhead Electric is a member-owned cooperative based in Lutzen, Minnesota, serving nearly 4,000 consumers along the north shore of Lake Superior and the Gunflint Trail.
Cook County Commissioners revisited a request from the Joint Economic Development Authority to extend a $200,000 line of credit loan to Superior National Golf Course. EDA Representative Jim Hall was at Tuesday's meeting to make the request. At their last meeting, Board Chair Fritz Sabanya asked for detailed information on golf rounds played and a number of other issues. Commissioner Bruce Martinson responded Tuesday with facts and figures on golf rounds played by members versus visitors and a history of the ups and downs of rounds played. Hall said he felt the details were important, but they were management questions, and he was there to ask for a loan.
What we're really here for is to borrow some money for the next 2 years, or the next year, to keep our golf course solvent.
The board discussed bartered and traded golf rounds, free rounds for promotions and birthdays, as well as the role of Easy Links, an online course reservation site which trades out its services for rounds it can sell in lieu of charging a fee to Superior National. Sabanya, Martinson, and Commissioners Jan Hall and Bob Fenwick discussed the pros and cons of the Easy Links arrangement and whether or not it made economic sense for Superior National. Commissioner Jim Johnson directed the discussion back to the original request.
I think what we're being asked to do is to advance the golf course $200,000.
Jim Hall.
What I'm requesting is $200,000 that we can get fairly soon, because we have a bond payments to make of $15,000. Out of that $200,000, about $90,000 will be used for bond payments for the county. And the rest of it will go for pay the light bill and the three people on the wages, and that's it.
Jan Hall wanted more information on where the golf course was with its request to the county for 1% sales tax money. The issue of an outside consultant to be hired to review the golf course needs and management plan was then discussed. Fenwick said he felt the mistake made so far was not involving the course manager in discussions of Superior National's infrastructure needs. Commissioner Johnson asked what would happen if the board did not approve the $200,000 loan.
Well, you'd have to shut it down, freeze up the buildings, wouldn't be able to pay lights and power, you'd have to lay off our employees.
After nearly 45 minutes, the board granted the loan at 1% interest to cover administrative expenses.
Last week, a small crew, helped by a crane, hoisted solar panels onto the roof of a bathhouse in the Grand Marais Rec Park.
This array will supply about 40% of the water, hot water, for this shower building.
Mark Morgan is installing the panels on the bathhouse roof. He teaches renewable energy classes at North House Folk School. The system on the rec park roof looks pretty big. Stacked side to side, the panels are about 20 feet long and about 10 feet high. It looks like a lot, but it takes a lot of energy to keep up with the hot water demand at the park. This solar hot water project is the brainchild of folks involved with the Cook County Local Energy Project, or CCLEP. CCLEP's mission is to make energy more renewable on the North Shore. Mark Morgan says he thinks it's a great educational project.
To have this on this roof and allow people to see it and know that it works, all these thousands of people that come through this campground, they're going to look at it and go, oh, they're doing it in Grand Marais, Minnesota, almost Canada. Maybe we can do it at our place. It's a good demonstration, and not only are they teaching with it, but they're also going to reduce their energy bills in the same time. So it's practical, and it teaches. I'm so glad that they're here to do it. So,
CCLEP was able to secure grant funding for the project. The money came from the Laura Jane Musser Foundation and the Clean Energy Resource Team, a public-private partnership working on renewable energy issues in Minnesota. And Buck's Hardware Hank donated one of the solar panels. To take a look at the panels, head down to the rec park. Eventually, there'll be signs explaining how the system works, but until then, you can satisfy your curiosity with a look. The panels are on top of the new bathhouse near the ball field.
Cook County commissioners spent considerable time going over the proposed budget and levy for next year at Tuesday's meeting. Auditor-Treasurer Brady Powers told them the 4.98% levy increase over 2010 is mostly a recovery of money lost to unallotments. Commissioner Bob Fenwick.
Most of the levy, as was pointed out by Brady Powers yesterday, is going to replace lost money from the state. And I think the inevitability is we will probably be losing some more money from the state as 2011 unfolds.
The levy is the maximum allowed by law, and 93% of the $287,799 levy is to recoup state aid cuts. An examination of increased expenses for 2011 from county departments bears that out, with expenses at about 6.5% lower than last year.
A key thing that the county has done, I think, a pretty good job with over the past years, and I'd go back even further than even my tenure, is to keep expenses in check.
Still, taxpayers will see increases on their statements next year. But Fenwick says there are reasons beyond the county's budget.
I know that when I get my property tax statement and I look at the bottom, I'm going to say, wow. But we are in an unfolding time in Cook County where services for elders and for what needs to be at the school with decreasing monies coming in there are really kind of hitting us now.
Although the budget as presented is preliminary and commissioners have until their December 21st meeting to make changes in it, Fenwick isn't expecting that to happen.
My gut reaction to what we heard from Highway Department and other departments in the past is that we're pretty well set on where we need to go for next year. So I think all in all, we'll probably remain about the same.
Cook County Higher Education recently celebrated 1 year at their new campus in Grand Marais, but the organization has actually been around a lot longer than that.
We've been around for 14 years, which is an amazingly long time.
Paula Sundet-Wolf is the executive director.
It started off in the community center, and Diane Booth was involved with that process. And then they moved over to the lower level of the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. I think that was their next step. And they were there for quite a while, and we just had one little tiny office.
Fast forward to today. Higher education has a home. The new North Shore campus in the former Baptist Church at 300 West 3rd Street in Grand Marais is a warm, welcoming place with spacious classrooms and the latest technology. Offering nurses training and other programs in the medical field is representative of higher education's goal to provide access to education and training that will result in better job opportunities and higher wages. But this wasn't the focus at the beginning, says Sundet-Wolf.
Originally they thought, oh, people want to earn their bachelor's degree, or they want to take college-level courses just for interest. They discovered, well, that's not actually true, that people are looking for things that translate to living wage employment. So it's shifted our focus over these last 14 years of really working on programs that fit with our local economic needs. Therefore, we do the RN program or the LPN program, a lot of nursing-related programs, medical lab tech, radiologic technician, those kinds of things. And then also some of the other business-related type things as far as all the food service certification that's required by the State Department of Health and alcohol server training, some of the business skills type training.
Cook County Higher Education is known outside of the community as a unique and innovative nonprofit, a model for providing residents of rural areas with access to continuing education and training that will enhance opportunities for living wage employment.
You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.